Chapter 13, An Afterthought for Consideration, The Doctrine of Genius. Many people think that you need to be a genius to beat Wall Street. I call this theory the Doctrine of Genius. There was a time when I too accepted this principle. However, today, after having observed numerous students for almost 10 years, I hold a different view. I've known a lot of very smart people in my lifetime, people that I consider to be geniuses. Geniuses come in different varieties. Some of them excel in technology. They have a gift for designing and building some of the very best widgets on the market. Other geniuses are doctors or lawyers. Their analytical skills are exceptional, and if they're on your case, either in the emergency room or the courtroom, you know that you have the best. Still other geniuses are computer geeks. They understand absolutely positively everything about computers. But they might have a great deal of difficulty discussing an episode of Friends or engaging fellow workers in idle chat at the water cooler. By definition, geniuses are smarter than the rest of us. Their light bulbs in the crania just glow a little brighter. While the average person is operating with 100 watts or so, these folks are enjoying the extra illumination of 200 watts or more. Geniuses are really bright, and as a rule, they know it. But does that mean that they're good traders? For years, I presumed that exceptionally intelligent people would naturally learn the rules of the game quickly and use their brilliance to gain wealth in record-breaking speed. However, over the years, I've learned that the doctrine of genius principle is seriously flawed. Having a high IQ without other skills and characteristics does not make a Wall Street winner. Why does the doctrine of genius prove to be untrue? I've given the question a lot of thought, and I think there are a number of reasons. I explained some of the reasons as follows. First, the real engine behind the financial market is average people. They are the buyers and the sellers in the market. Millions and millions of these 100 to 120 or so IQ people from across the United States and around the world buy and sell stocks. The problem is that the genius types just don't think like most. Consequently, their market analysis are also different. Their analyses do not always translate into wiser choices. For example, a genius man might fall in love with a new company that produces some computer innovation. The man sees the value of the product and believes that the world will embrace it. He invests his entire portfolio in it. However, there are just not enough geniuses out there, and the market share for the company is too small. The company goes belly up. Had the genius thought like the rest of us, he might have realized that the product was interesting, but there was no mass market for it. Now take the average person. She uses a household product every day and likes it. She has a chance to invest in the company that produces it and invest big. Across the population, there are so many of these average people that agree with her and like the product that it sells like hotcakes. The company grows by leaps and bounds and she pockets a lot of money. Sometimes it helps to be just an average person. Second, geniuses have problems with admitting mistakes. In fact, they can have trouble with even seeing their mistakes because they are not accustomed to making them. In school, they were generally right. They were the people always making A++, while the rest of us were making the B's and the C's. They just can't seem to deal with errors. A mistake? Surely not by me. When the geniuses analyze the market and make a decision, of course they think that their decision is right. But what if they're wrong? In contrast, I know that I might be wrong. I am always watching the market indicators and the other indices and exchanges so that I can confirm or disprove my original opinion of market direction. Geniuses react differently when it comes to questioning themselves because they are so sure that they are right. As the market goes against a genius investor, the investor doesn't react appropriately because of this inability. Soon, a genius investor's account is empty. Trading involves making mistakes. No trader is right all of the time. In fact, you do not have to be right all of the time to be a very successful trader. However, you need to be right more times than you're wrong, and you need to do a good job of risk management. This situation is where realizing your mistakes and correcting them is essential. If traders do not realize that they've made a mistake and exit losing positions quickly, they will not be in the game very long. A few really bad trades, and they're out of money and playing Scrabble or Monopoly instead of Wall Street's greatest game with you and me. Third, geniuses are often too analytical. The markets move quickly. Another problem that highly intelligent people seem to have is a penchant for deep thinking and analysis. The market is a rapidly moving institution, but the genius is analyzing everything and cannot make a decision. The problem is that while a genius trader is conducting a very precise and detailed analysis, the market is moving like a bolt of lightning across a stormy sky. You do not have time to write a doctoral thesis before you click the mouse. You must be prepared, but that preparation should be done well in advance of the market move. When the day begins, a good trader is ready and has recorded all of the needed data. A good trader has a big picture of the market in view at all times and clearly sees how the current market fits into that picture. A good trader has identified the key numbers and if the time is right to put money on the line. When the right setup is seen, that trader is ready and clicks the mouse. The genius, on the other hand, analyzes the market until the opportunity is gone. The average person scores again. Yet another problem with the doctrine of genius is that many geniuses are single-focused in their abilities. They can do one thing very, very well, but often they are not generalists. I think that good traders are generalists, at least in the skill sets that they possess. Trading requires a variety of skills. A good trader analyzes, executes, keeps emotions in check, and manages the risks and exercises good money management. The successful trader is the master of a wide array of skills. Finally, I think there's one other reason that many geniuses have problems with the markets. They are not risk takers. They rarely ever had to take risks. In school, they knew the answer and they marked it. They knew how to put the widget together and they did it. They are just not used to a lot of the trial and error stuff that the rest of us have mastered. So they are uncomfortable with risks. Trading is based on calculated risk, and if you are adverse to risk, you cannot be a trader. Now don't take me wrong. I'm not saying that successful traders like me are dummies, but I realize that I am truly one of the average people. I make mistakes and I deal with them. I know that I do not always have the right answer, so I am continuously searching for more information and more data to double-check my analysis. If you consider yourself a genius, don't give up. Just assume a few of the characteristics of the rest of us. Realize that you are not always right. Analyze, but don't analyze so much that you miss the big picture. Practice dealing with error, and maybe spend a little more time at the water cooler.